Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda yesterday launched the National Stop Diarrhea Campaign 2024 at a function in New Delhi. He launched the campaign by distributing oral rehydration salts, ORS, and zinc tablets to children in the presence of Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel and Pratap Rao Jadhav. The two-month campaign will begin from 1st of July and continue till 31st of August. The goal behind the Stop Diarrhea campaign is to attain zero child deaths due to childhood diarrhea. The Department of Social Welfare has launched an online competition on substance abuse prevention. Speaking at a program held at Directorate of Social Welfare, Kohima yesterday, Director of Social Welfare, Toshili Zumomi said, Nagaland is affected by the menace of substance abuse where hundreds of young people have fallen victims. She said following state government declaration on war on drugs, Department of Social Welfare has taken up various programs as a measure of primary prevention, thereby reaching out to various groups of people with a message on ill effects of substance abuse. Zumomi expressed optimism that a large number of young people would register for the competition and that their critical thinking and creative writing would aid in educating the public about the dangers of substance usage. Deputy Director of Social Welfare, Wango Langsim, informed that in Nagaland alone, there are more than 6 lakh substance abusers, in which 37,000 are children and 17,000 are female. The online competition will be conducted under 3 categories, creative writing, poster making and reel making. One can check the official handle of the Social Welfare Department on Instagram at socialwelfare_ngl8 for more details. In continuation of war against drugs, Nagaland Police yesterday conducted the state-level anti-narcotic task force, ANTF, half-yearly review meeting at PHQ, Kohima. The meeting was attended by ADGP Law and Order, State Head of ANTF, Sandeep M. Damkatke, Investigation Head of ANTF, IGP CIT, Vigram M. Kalate, and other senior officers of PHQ, District Police Chiefs, and District-level ANTF nodal officers. During the meeting, reviews on number of activities carried out for the functioning of narcotic coordination at district level, meetings on NCORT and ANTF conducted, data uploaded on NIDAN portal, fingerprints uploaded on NAFIS portal, number of cases registered, number of vehicles confiscated, number of persons arrested, and total number of illegal drugs and contraband seized for the last 6 months were discussed. The ADGP Law and Order acknowledged the positive reports of all district chiefs and encouraged to conduct the NCORT and ANTF meetings on regular basis and also reminded the district chiefs to conduct awareness program, events or campaigns related to drugs and psychotropic substances. Life Insurance Corporation, LIC, yesterday issued a clarification over reports of offerings by certain entities to acquire policies held by existing policyholders of LIC as an alternative to surrender of policies to the LIC. It clarified that LIC is not associated with any such entity or the products and services being offered by such entities. LIC urged its policyholders to consult with its officials before responding to any such offers. In view of the mudslide near the NST garage at Lire Chazu, local water mains has been disrupted, leading to interruption of water supply for the area. The PHED informed that temporary restoration efforts have been largely ineffective and added that full restoration will be done in collaboration with relevant line departments. The department also assured that it is working to resolve the situation and restore water services as soon as possible. The PHED further appealed to the residents to bear with the inconvenience and continue their cooperation, stating that it is working to ensure the resumption of reliable water supply services to all valued consumers. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.